Direct from the ninth floor of the Hammersmill Broadcasting Tower.
New York City. Paris, France. Munich, Germany. Barcelona, Spain. Athens, Greece. Miami, Florida. Los Angeles, California.
Movies. Music. Internet wonders. Sports.
And now, from Floor 9, high atop the Hammersmill Media Tower, One Step from the Spotlight with Robert Hammersmill and Rusty Collins.
So if I had a dollar every time somebody took out a restraining order against me, I'd have $5.
Hey, we're on the air. Good morning and welcome back, folks, to One Step from the Spotlight. I'm Rusty Collins, alongside good old Robert Hammersmill. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, sir.
What, you're not asking me about how the weekend was?
Well, with all due respect, after last week's unpleasantness, maybe we should just get into the show.
I don't think it was unpleasant, but all right. Sharon's back screening calls, and we've got an amazingly interesting guest today. It's Jerry Frumpkin. Now, he has been a janitor at the CIA in Langley for 59 years, and boy, should he have some good stories for us. But right now, let's go. We're going to start, and it's about time to get into three things you need to know.
Three things.
And Robert, what are the three things today?
Three things you need to know in the world today. Number one, apparently my wife has thin skin. Let's just say the weekend was brutal. Number two, I guess you just can't pardon turkeys willy-nilly. All 20 of those turkeys I pardoned were murdered. And number three, seems like every other week someone's getting called out for their horrible sexual harassment behavior, and that's one thing I'm proud to say about myself. Never done it. I'm clean as a whistle.
I heard different.
Looks like we have an email.
You have an email.
And we do have an email. Who is it from, Robert?
This email comes to us from Johnny Tran.
Ah, nice. What does he have to say?
He says, "Dear Robert and Rusty, I've been overseas for the last 2 months, and I just got a chance to listen to my episode. And I don't know if you know this, but my entire interview is blanketed by an ad. Any way to fix it, please?" That's weird. I consider that the best interview I have ever done. Can you look into that, Rusty?
Don't you listen back to the shows at all?
Why would I listen back? I'm actually on the show. I mean, come on, Rusty.
All right, well, I'll look into it.
Oh, y'all, we have a call. It's Michael from Florida on line 9.
Thank you, honey. You did that so well. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you in for the Call Screener Awards.
You know what? That's not a real thing, Robert. Anyway, we go to line 9. Good morning. You are on One Step from the Spotlight.
Yeah, hi. I was inquiring about the Healing by Hug special. $7.50 for the first hour and $5 off the second hour?
Dude, if you book 2 hours, I'll give you $20 back and a photo op.
Really? This is the best day ever.
No problem. Any money I can get in the door on this thing is going to help. I mean, this entire Healing by Hugs is a sinking ship, Rusty.
Huh?
Oh, nothing, honey.
Hey, looks like we have hit break time. Time for our first break, so...
Actually, now that Tom Clancy is gone, I have procured us a new sponsor.
Really? Who'd you get?
I don't know. It's some kind of sex light thing.
You mean the Fleshlight?
That's it. Yeah.
Is that really the kind of sponsor we want on our show, Robert?
Rusty, relax. It's money, okay? Let me handle this part of it. I'll just do a live read.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we'll be back after these messages with our special guest, Jerry Frumpkin.
Do you ever find yourself with unwanted boners? Church, a niece's recital, important business meeting? Excuse yourself to the bathroom and turn on your Fleshlight. It turns on to turn you on. Easy cleanup. Don't get caught with an unwanted boner. Turn on your Fleshlight.
Say you're a winner, man.
Is your fish depressed? Kitty got a cough? Take them down to Sharon Hammersmill at Healing by Hugs. She'll use crystal therapy and music therapy to heal your furry friends for only $750 an hour. Go to healingbyhugs.com to book an appointment. Pamper your pooch. He deserves it.
I'm your comedy robot chick. Ham and eggs. A day's work for a chicken. A lifetime commitment for a pig.
Direct from the ninth floor of the Hammersmill Broadcast Tower, this is One Step from the Spotlight.
57 apples. I said, pardon me, and she said apple pie.
Hey, hold on to that thought. We're back, folks. Thanks for listening to One Step from the Spotlight. It's time now for our amazing guest. And it is Jerry Frumkin.
Yes, Jerry worked at the CIA for 59 years. And the craziest part is he started work the day JFK was assassinated.
Welcome to the show, Jerry. We're very, very happy that you'd be on with us.
I'm absolutely excited to be here.
If you don't mind me saying, our sheet here says that you're 79 years old, but you sound like you're 12.
Actually, I have a condition called vocal infancy. No matter how old I get, I still sound like a prepubescent teen boy.
You know, you could make a killing on the phone in Japan.
Okay, come on, Robert. Let's knock this off. Jerry, on your very first day of work, John F. Kennedy is assassinated. You got to tell us, how was that day?
I started work at 9 a.m. and it happened at 1:30. I was just coming back from lunch and in walked... And I mean, can you believe that? Then they announced the facility was on level 9 lockdown, and anyone without top clearance needed to leave. And I guess they didn't realize I was there. So I saw everything.
What did you see, Jerry?
I watched them wheel in JFK's body. They headed straight down the belly of the building.
Who was with the body?
Oh, military secret service, I guess. The biggest surprise...
Whoa.
Holy cow. I can't believe that.
That's unbelievable.
So you were there for some huge moments in U.S. history, even after JFK. Anything stand out in your mind?
Well, most of the huge moments happened outside the CIA building. So I really didn't see or hear much. I mean, I would say the next biggest inside scoop I have was 9/11, which, funny enough, my last day at work.
That's odd. Was that a planned thing?
No. I saw something that day that still haunts me today. I wake up with nightmares about it.
Well, what happened?
Around 8:30 a.m., 10 minutes before the first plane hit the Trade Center, they made an announcement that they were going into level 9 lockdown.
10 minutes before the first plane hit? That's something.
That was probably because they already knew airplanes were hijacked, right?
True, but the second announcement that day was the one that still haunts me.
What did they say?
Listen, guys, I better go. Some weird stuff is happening to my phone. My phone is off for a little while, and I just got an emoji of an eye, a back, and a dead face.
Ooh, you better watch your back there, dead man.
I gotta go.
Hey, what's going on here?
Freeze. Let's see those hands.
Wow, looks like Jerry's got himself some fans already. Making dreams come true.
Robbie, I don't think those are fans.
Shut it down.
So, you want me to just read this? All right. This episode was a fabrication for entertainment purposes only. Jerry Frumkin does not exist. We made him up. Come on, I'm not going to say this. We love the CIA. The CIA is the best. We love them lots. Who in the hell wrote this?
You've been listening to One Step from the Spotlight. Mark Poulos plays Robert Hammersmill. John Russell plays Rusty Collins. Josh Florhog played Jerry Frumkin. You can help us keep the podcast going by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us on iTunes.